Welcome to Washington Defender, Pastor to Pastor. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. And today on Pastor to Pastor, we are going to talk about a subject that is close to our hearts and close to our homes, our home. But before we get there, I want to remind you, if you are enjoying these videos, to subscribe, to like, to share, to comment. It really does help the algorithms. So here's something close to home: fear of man in the public square. Have you ever had a fear of man, whether it was junior high or maybe it was high school, or maybe it's even as you've been serving in the pulpit at your local congregation, you've had this maybe a little bit of fear of man. And we can go through different seasons. And I know that that is a hot topic because that fear is also playing out in our congregations, in our public square, in our elected officials, where we are so afraid of being labeled by the world that we don't say the truth sometimes. We hide, we cower down. And so I want to talk about the fear of man today. In Proverbs 29, 25 through 26, it says this: "The fear of man brings a snare, but he who trusts in the Lord will be exalted. Many seek the ruler's favor, but justice for man comes from the Lord." So if you think about hunting, and you go out and you set a snare or a trap for, you may set a cougar trap or a, even like when I was on the farm, a gopher trap. But anyways, it's something that you step into and it becomes a snare for us. And so woke cultures only survive off of fear. Think about this. When we have no fear of what we say or no fear of what others think of us, we will speak truth and we will begin to proclaim the name that is above all names, the name of Jesus Christ. And so I want to encourage you, whether it's your own fear or helping others to be bold and courageous in this time, that this is the day that the Lord has made and salvation is for today. And so we need to tell people about Jesus and tell them not to be afraid of man, but to have a holy fear or reverence of God. So our outreach idea is loving families. And so you can check this out. Think about putting on a date night for maybe the young couples in your church, but more importantly, the young couples in your community. So many of our families are falling apart. And I think it's because husbands and wives just do not have time with each other. So I want to encourage you to think about doing a date night. We have a resource right there, date.or/night/outreach. I want to encourage you to put on outreach and reach your neighbors and love on the kids. You can share Bible stories with them and have a great time. And so check out that resource. Also, don't forget this week is a week to pray over ballots because next week they are due on Tuesday. So we want to encourage you to lift up those ballots and give us wisdom during the primary. This is when the voice of the conservatives can be heard most in our state because of low voter turnout. So check that out as well. And let me pray over you. I hope you have a blessed week. I know it's going to be an amazing time as we go through this week. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the shepherds and the pastors in our state. Lord, we pray that you would bless them, help them with their fear of man, help me with my fear of man. God, that we would be able just to honor and glorify you and not be afraid of man, but be afraid of you. And so we thank you for all that you want to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, again, if you like this video, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and that you would take a time to evaluate the fear of man in your heart. And like we like to say around here, go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.